Good evening, everyone. Thank you for attending the second session of today's Spiritual Modernity. This evening, we present firstly a lecture by Miyu, a curator, researcher, academic on the staff of Academy of Media Art, Köln. Secondly, a lecture performance, Dash, by artist Ho Luyan, who is based on Singapore. And finally, the film Forgetting Vietnam by Trinh T. Minha. Miyu and Ho Luyan will explore two distinguished examples of andromodernity of Asian reason. The one is highly neoliberalized condition found in the current Singapore society, and the other is militarized economic development found in the past high modern, that is early mid-20th century Manchukuo puppet state. According to Okui Eneger, in his article, Modernity and Postcolonial Ambivalence, andromodernity means a hybrid form of modernity found especially in countries like China and South Korea, where the development has adopted the Western model of modernization, so-called supermodernity, the sole category of the developed and advanced. And Miu and Ho Luyan's these two timely distance modernity in their presentation today. So one is early 20th century and then current time, interestingly resonate with each other, questioning how the new experiments of advanced economic system propelled by nation state has been non-stop dubious capital empire in Asia. However, what kind of ambivalence particular to them is still able to be contested in a new light. The lecture by Miyu, titled Slow Silk Road Networks and Denationalistic Imaginaries, will examine the Japanese puppet regime Manchukuo, where seemingly cosmopolitan imperialism or transnational principle unfolded. For the last several years, Miyu has dedicated her research to the Silk Road, which encompasses as much to the historical review of a trade and cultural transfer as to contemporary geographics in Asia. Her analytical attempt with a deep historical yet post-nationalistic perspective was weaved with the medieval decentralized trade networks and late capitalistic networks. Since Manchuria was also the place where the syncretic capitalistic system executed by the Japanese government during the occupation, this Manchukuo modern can be seen as a later influence on the post-war economy and politics of Japan, Korea, Southeast Asia, and eventually China. With a speculative leap, this presentation will investigate the geography of Silk Road and the possibility of the slower Silk Road envisioned by French anarchist geographer Élisée Reclus. More than projecting the human into geographical times, it is a call for letting the geo-movement infuse ourselves, in which a certain aspect of Kyoto school can be revisited as well. Triggered by footage and accident capture from the dash cam, performance dash by Ho Luyan scrutinized how the accident or crisis become legible within a risk-managed and financially hedged era. Of special interest is the logic of horizon scanning that undergirds that foresight of programs of the Singapore government. As a crucial node along the electronic circuit of the global finance, as well as a sweaty regional route crossed by the disenfranchised migrant labor, Singapore is held up within the lecture as a privileged site to attend to the disturbance or weak signal that crop up on the horizon, from which a fantastic speculative economy is produced to affirm some narrative while extinguishing others. At the last of the today, the film Forgetting Vietnam by Trinh T. Minha will be screening. Shooting Hi8 video in 1995 and in HD and SD in 2012, The images in the film unfold especially as a dialogue between two elements, land and water, both as a myth and a reality that underlie the foundation of Tom country, especially to the Vietnam. Carrying the histories of the both visual technology and Vietnam's political reality, these images are also meant to feature the encounter between the ancient as a related to the solid earth and the new as a related to the liquid changes in the time of rapid globalization. In the conversation with these two parts is a third space that is a historical and a cultural rememory, or what local inhabitants, migrants, and veterans remember of yesterday's story to comment on today's event. Through the insight of these witnesses to one of America's most divisive war, Vietnam Specter and her contribution to the world history remain both present and too easy to forget. Touching on trauma of an international scale, Forgetting Vietnam is made in a commemoration of the 40th anniversary of the end of the war and of its survivor. But this film was co-produced with the ACC Gwangju. Now we welcome Miu and with her lecture, Slow Silk Road Network and Denationalistic Imaginaries.